Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, this is Pastor Margaret Lee, and we're Tea Time with Yeshua and me and my friends and my brethren. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, we had some power issues early this morning, and I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen, but I knew that I was going to press forward, and I just kept on and stayed with it. And everything seemed to be working just fine now. I know that the weather, it is just so hot, and it has been hot, and probably a lot of stress on the power plant. I guess that's a good word. So, but nevertheless, we're here, and God has allowed us to be here, and I made my tea. Mm-hmm. I did a little experimenting. Again, I wish you would call me and let me know what you're doing. And as we said, tea is not the important thing. It's just something that we do to get us comfortable with our friend, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So knowing that he just loves us and he wants an intimate relationship with us. He wants us to do all that he has called us to do. He wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be empowered. He wants us to know him, hallelujah, not just for things, and if I do this, he'll do that, to know him as our Savior, as our Redeemer, as our friend, oh my God, hallelujah, when you grab hold of that, when we grab hold of that, please excuse my voice, when we grab hold of that, our friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins increase to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Then those things that we think we cannot do and think that we're too old to do, and he has brought up the stalk, and you're trying to figure out what is all of this about. You will be able to do it because you will be comfortable going to your friend asking, what is it? I had this morning. It just came to me. Maybe it was last night. Just get up and start doing. Yes, just get up and start doing. Whatever it is that you feel that God has called you to do and you have not accomplished that or accomplished them, whatever it is, just get up. And what do I mean by that? What is it that you can do? You start there doing. And watch what God will do. You don't have to try to figure it out. Let him give you. He know what the instructions are. He know what he called us to do. Yes. Before the foundation of the world, he knew. And look at it this way. Don't look over at your brother, your sister, your cousin, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, pastor so-and-so. Don't look at what they're doing and try to mimic them. And you mimic that. You look and see their dedication. And yes, that's a good thing. But we're in, see yourself as in the kingdom of God. And in this kingdom, you can't get around it. It has rules. No, first, it has a king. Yes, it has. Yeah, you got a king. Hallelujah. And, excuse me, the the kingdom have rules and regulations. You cannot get around that. And the kingdom is not Christmas 24/7, 7 days a week, 12 months a year, okay? Doesn't even work like that. That's not what it is. But you are part, and as a member of the kingdom, there are responsibilities and duties that you have as a child of the kingdom, just saying. But now you have to know you've been kidnapped. You have to now reacquaint yourself. You have to learn to love your king. Learn, get to know your king. Am I making it plain and clear? And then know the do's and the don'ts of the kingdom. And the reason it's so difficult for us is because we want to do what we want to do, and the resistance comes because we're resisting the kingdom's rule for us. Does that make sense? So we have to just let it go, us go, our will, our plans, our way, and pray and ask God to allow our will, our way to line up with His. How about that? Then we have to spend time with the King. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to spend time with the King. And in spending time with the King, we get to know the King. Uh-huh. Sometimes the King just wants us to be quiet and say nothing in His presence. Think about it. But as you begin to know it, then He begins to minister to you and speak to you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Mm-hmm. But now, while you're doing it, you'll see yourself ushering. You may not recognize it. A long time. But you say, well, how did that happen? Well, when did this happen? Because of your obedience. Just lift your hand to heaven and say, God, I surrender. No strings attached. I love you, Lord. And if you don't, if you don't know Him, tell Him. But you want to know Him. You want to do what He has called you to do. You're important. You are so important to the kingdom. Remember that. You are important to the kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, got up this morning, prayed, and I laid back down. And this just sort of came to me. And that's James 2. And I guess that I am to read the scripture. So we'll start with James 2 and see where we end. Hallelujah. James 2. Let's just go to the throne for a moment. Father, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God, we come giving you glory and blessing your most holy name. Father, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love, your peace, your joy. We thank you for your protection. Oh, we thank you for your provision. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. This is the day, Holy God, that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. For some, it's mid-morning. Some, God, the sun has not risen. Some, it's a new day. But where we are, we stop will, Father, be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you, Almighty God. For you are the mighty God. You are the sovereign one from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. From sunrise to sunrise, thou art God. You are the great creator, the mighty creator. You are the one that blew breath into man, and man became a living soul. Yes, you are great Father. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this moment in time. Oh, speak to us and through us. Give us a mind of understanding, Almighty God. Remove the old, incorrect teachings that we have had. And we thank you for those who meant well and held us, hallelujah, in their prayers. Almighty God, Almighty God. But now give us clear understanding, Almighty God. Open our minds. Touch our hearts, Almighty God. Thank you for faith in you, Almighty God, and faith to do the right thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for clarity. Thank you that our eyes can see and our ears can hear and our heart is willing and able to do what you called us to do. Mighty God, we give you glory and we bless your awesome name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. For you are our healer, our deliverer. Yes, you are. Our provider. Yes, you are. Our hope is in thee, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And it is in the name of Yeshua we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. James 2. It says, my brethren, this is what I have to share with you this morning. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I better wait. I'll wait. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto you assembly, come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and a goodly appearance, and there come in also a poor man in vile garments, and ye have respect to him that wears the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourself, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love them? I'm sorry, that love him. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppose you and draw you before the kingdom? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. And he that says, do not commit adultery, says also, do not kill. Now, if thou committest no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye and do as that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. Just the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay, I'll share this. It's good to love, we see, to love the royal law, to love our neighbors, to honor those to whom honor is due. We're to do that. But we are not to set people up on these. Sometimes we overdo. If a popular person come around, oh, it does something for us. We can identify, they know our name, and we can, I guess it carries some weight. I don't mean to be arrogant, but I'm just going to say it like it is. That's not important, that person know your name, and that you or I are known by that person. The name that we should be identified with, and people should be running to us because we know that name. Not only that we know the name, but that name knows us. And I'm talking about our God, our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost knows us. And people should want to identify with who we know, not us. Mm-hmm. Because we should be in a place where we're ready to tell somebody about that great name. Mm-hmm. That know us. Mm-hmm. So let's get out of the starry eye and let's turn our whole heart and attention to our Master and pray that people, God in us, will draw people to us, that they not see us, but they'll see our good work, our good deeds, and glorify our Father which is in heaven, and they get to know him, and they get to have a personal relationship with him. Or we can start right there. Mm-hmm. And we let's not get every whim the doctrine. Remember that. Enough of anything is enough. Study for yourself. Know that the person that we're following is following Christ. We have to have a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. In order to know that that person is following him. Mm-hmm. We can start right there. Hallelujah. And we know what the Bible says, how we are to honor those who have rule and authority over us. So we pray for our leaders. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. But we don't get it twisted. Amen. God is a jealous God. Hallelujah. We put no one before him, not above him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you know that something is right and you're encouraged, no, we're just going to do it this way. It's enough of doing it that, no, baby. Mm-mm. No sugar. Mm-mm. We don't do that. No, this is what we do. I don't care if it's 61. Hallelujah. No, that's not what we do. Hallelujah. That's not what we do. We thank the Lord. I had to add that in. 2 Chronicles 7:14, starting at 13. If I shut up heaven, I wish you had a Bible that was in red in the Old Testament. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. We're in need of a healing, my brothers and my sisters. We're in need of a healing. I saw on last week a pastor had service at his church, and that was a scripture in which I think he was basing it on. Amen? God is good. Sure he is. God is good. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. First Psalm, I read it on Tuesdays and I read it on Fridays. This Psalm, one day maybe the Lord, I'll just come on and just do a Bible study lesson on Psalms 1. It is so good. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We could stop just there. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Hear this. Bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Now listen. 4. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Hear it. Hear it. Hear it. Hear it. Listen to it. Let it absorb. Just let it absorb. Now, one thing I wanted to share. Let me just do a commercial break. Gathering the Harvest Ministry will be celebrating their 24th church anniversary. We would just love for you to come. It's at 3 o'clock this Sunday at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, and the zip is 30311. As I said, 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, and the zip is 30311. The number, the phone number, is 678-609-3452. Again, 678-609-3452. Come and worship with us, giving God praise and glory. To commemorate the day that we said yes to the Lord, and God called this ministry forth in the earth, and we are honored that he used us to do it. So come and let's worship the Lord together and bless his name. And if you can't make it, pray for the ministry, pray for myself, and pray for Bishop. We would just be so, so grateful if you could come. But if not, please pray for us. And if you come, we would love for you to be praying for us and the ministry and praying with us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is just so good, and we're just so humble that he used us to bring this ministry, gathering the harvest, into the earth's realm. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Sometimes when I think about the goodness of the Lord, I don't know. It can just bring tears to you, your eyes out. We thought it was going to be one way, and just seeing how, when you say, yes, Lord, how the Lord just takes and moves and uses us according to his will, when we really yield to God. Proverbs 1:10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lock privately for the innocent without cause. Let us shower them up alive. I'm sorry, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We will find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoils. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Restrain thy foot from their path, for their feet shall run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, their lot privy for their own lives. So are the ways of every evil one that is greedy of gain, which take away the life of the owner thereof. Wisdom cried without. She utters her voice in the streets. She cried in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate in the city. She utters the words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproach. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Hallelujah. Think about it. Proverbs 1, starting at the 10th verse. Be careful. Be so careful who you come into agreement with. Numbers 24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Jude 24:25. Oh my God, I love this. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, go in the power of the Lord. Love of the Lord. Be kind to someone. Keep your eyes and your heart pure. Look to God, who is the author, and he is the finisher of your faith. Give him glory. Make time with him. Make time for him in your life. Ah, hallelujah. Hunger for his presence. Require his presence. And when you get there, inquire. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Ah, never be God is present. Now until we meet again at the appointed time, the set time, this is Pastor Margaret Lee saying, go in love, go in peace. God loves us. Be secure in that. God loves you. Amen.